Two-Toke Tom and myself were quaffing a couple of Christmas cheers down at the Pilot House Lounge yesterday, talking about the State of the Union, the last election, Santa's illegal immigration status, and our plans for the holidays. Me, I go away with the missus for 3 or 4 days, somewhere that hadn't heard of Christmas or else is too impoverished to want to participate. We go with a few other childless friends, fellow Bah Humburgers, hoping to avoid the DMZ of the war on Christmas we've been hearing about for way too many years. And you, I asked Two-Toke. Same drill, he answered, holding his glass up for Jerry behind the bar to refill. Jerry had a red Santa stocking cap on, the tail slung over his shoulder. The place was humming and Jerry was hustling to keep up. Going down to the shelter and serve grub to the homeless, Tom said, draining the last of his current beer. Tom had been doing this since I could remember. You make me feel like Scrooge's black sheep kid, I muttered, and nodded to Jerry that, yeah, I'd take another round. Tiny Tim would have to go hungry while his old man got hammered at the pub. Guilty conscience? Jerry asked. Not for long, I answered, maybe about one more beer. Tom here serves Christmas dinners to the homeless. I get a free dinner myself, he told Jerry, almost apologetically. Jerry shook his head. You're a good man, Charlie Brown, he said over his shoulder with a Santa tail bobbing a white ball. When he came back with our drinks, he said to Two-Toke, on the house, man. Mine too? I chimed in. Jerry laughed. Oh, what the hell, yours too. Merry Christmas, boys. You too, Jerry, T.T. said. And to all a good night, I answered, ever the comic smartass. What I meant to say was, we need a few more Toms in this world.